Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing your favorite place to clear your mind. When preparing for the IELTS speaking test, one common topic that candidates often encounter is describing a place where they like to go to clear their head. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal preferences, describe locations, and articulate feelings. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to maximize your score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about relaxation and places you find calming. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you find it easy to relax? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. I find that taking deep breaths and listening to soft music helps me relax quite easily. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I've developed several effective relaxation techniques over the years. For instance, I practice mindfulness meditation daily, which I find incredibly beneficial for calming my mind and reducing stress. What do you usually do to clear your mind? Band 6-7. Answer. To clear my mind, I usually go for a walk in the park near my house. The fresh air and green surroundings help me feel better. Band 8-9. Answer. When I need to clear my head, I often retreat to nature. I find that immersing myself in natural surroundings, whether it's a serene forest or a tranquil beach, has a profoundly calming effect on my mental state. The combination of fresh air, natural sounds, and scenic beauty helps me gain perspective and rejuvenate my mind. Part 2. Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a place where you like to go to clear your head. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place helps you clear your head. Sample answer, band 8-9. The place I'd like to describe is a secluded beach about an hour's drive from my home. It's a hidden gem that I discovered a few years ago, and it has since become my go-to sanctuary whenever I need to clear my mind. I try to visit this beach at least once a month, although during particularly stressful periods, I might go more frequently, perhaps every other weekend. The journey itself is part of the therapeutic experience, as the road winds through picturesque countryside, allowing me to gradually disconnect from my daily concerns. When I arrive, I typically start with a long, contemplative walk along the shoreline. The rhythmic sound of the waves and the feel of sand beneath my feet have an incredibly grounding effect. I often pause to collect interesting shells or observe the diverse marine life in the rock pools, which helps me focus on the present moment and let go of my worries. After my walk, I usually find a quiet spot to sit and practice meditation or simply gaze out at the horizon. Sometimes I bring a book and lose myself in its pages, accompanied by the soothing background of ocean sounds. This place helps clear my head for several reasons. Firstly, its natural beauty is awe-inspiring, which puts my problems into perspective. The vastness of the ocean reminds me of how small my troubles are in the grand scheme of things. Secondly, the absence of crowds and technology allows me to escape the constant stimulation of daily life and truly unwind. Lastly, being in nature has a scientifically proven calming effect on the mind, reducing stress hormones and promoting a sense of well-being. In essence, this beach serves as my personal retreat, a place where I can recharge my batteries and return to my daily life with renewed clarity and purpose. Follow-up questions. How has this place changed over time? Band 6-7. Answer. The beach has stayed pretty much the same over the years. There are maybe a few more people who know about it now, but it's still quite quiet. Band 8-9. Answer. Fortunately, this beach has remained largely untouched by development. Its pristine condition is partly due to its relative inaccessibility and the efforts of local conservation groups. However, I have noticed subtle changes, such as the gradual erosion of some cliff faces and the shifting patterns of sand dunes, which serve as a poignant reminder of nature's constant evolution. Do you think it's important for people to have a place where they can relax? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's very important. Having a place to relax can help people reduce stress and feel better mentally. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. In our increasingly fast-paced and interconnected world, having a dedicated space for relaxation is not just important, it's essential for maintaining mental health and well-being. Such places serve as vital sanctuaries where individuals can decompress, reflect, and recharge. They provide a necessary counterbalance to the constant demands and stimuli of modern life, allowing for improved focus, creativity, and emotional regulation. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do urban environments affect people's ability to relax? Band 6-7. Answer. Urban environments can make it harder for people to relax because of the noise and crowds. There's always something happening, which can be stressful. Band 8-9. Answer. Urban environments can have a significant impact on people's ability to relax, often in detrimental ways. The constant sensory stimulation, from traffic noise to visual advertising, can lead to cognitive overload and heightened stress levels. Moreover, the lack of green spaces in many cities deprives residents of the calming effects of nature. However, it's worth noting that many cities are recognizing this issue and taking steps to create more relaxation-friendly urban spaces, such as rooftop gardens, urban parks, and pedestrianized zones. These initiatives aim to provide urban oases where city dwellers can find respite from the frenetic pace of city life. Do you think the ability to relax is becoming more or less important in modern society? Why? Band 6-7 answer. I think it's becoming more important because people are very busy these days. There's a lot of pressure at work and in life, so relaxing is necessary to stay healthy. Band 8-9. In my opinion, the ability to relax is becoming increasingly crucial in modern society. We're living in an era of unprecedented connectivity and information overload, which, while beneficial in many ways, can lead to chronic stress and burnout. The relentless pace of technological advancement and the blurring of work-life boundaries mean that many people find it difficult to switch off and truly unwind. This constant state of alertness and productivity can have severe consequences for both mental and physical health. Moreover, as we become more aware of the link between stress and various health issues, the importance of relaxation as a preventative health measure is gaining recognition. Techniques such as mindfulness and meditation are being incorporated into corporate wellness programs and even school curricula, reflecting a growing understanding of relaxation's vital role in maintaining overall well-being and enhancing productivity in the long term. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Sanctuary, sanctu, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the beach serves as my personal sanctuary from the stresses of daily life. Therapeutic, tic, adjective, having a good effect on the body or mind, contributing to a sense of well-being. Example, I find the sound of waves incredibly therapeutic. To decompress, verb, to relax or reduce stress. Example, I need some time to decompress after a hectic work week. Rejuvenate, nate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, a day at my favorite spot always helps rejuvenate my spirit. Tranquil, adjective, free from disturbance, calm. Example, the tranquil atmosphere of the beach helps clear my mind. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, when describing a place where you like to go to, clear your head. Use a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and advanced adjectives, to describe the place and your feelings. Demonstrate your ability to speak at length by elaborating on your answers and providing specific details and examples. Maintain fluency by practicing your description beforehand, but avoid sounding rehearsed. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts in Part 3 by considering different perspectives and providing thoughtful analysis. Use a variety of grammatical structures, including complex sentences, to showcase your language proficiency. Practice pronunciation of key terms related to relaxation and nature to ensure clarity in your speech. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to engage with the topic in depth will all contribute to a higher score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to manage a project under pressure. This skill can be particularly useful when discussing how you balance relaxation with the demands of modern life.